In John 16, Jesus said something interesting. He said that they will kill you and think they're doing God holy service. And I promise you, if anyone knew that we celebrated the fast of Ab with a feast, they would kill us and think they're doing holy service. Because the idea that for us, I mean, every bad thing in the history of Israel happened on the Feast of Tammuz and the Feast of Ab.
Fast.
Huh? Fast of Tammuz and the Fast of Ab. I mean, it's when Moses died. It's when Moses was told he couldn't go into the... the first one. It's when the spies rebelled and wouldn't go into the promise. It's David's son died. It's, you know, he would go out and temples were destroyed. And it's so... It is even in many ways in the Jewish mind, the Fast of Ab has a greater sense of holiness and awe and mystery, since the one that used to have that the greatest sense was Yom Kippur, because that was the only time the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, and the law says if he doesn't do the thing right, then everybody dies. Well, guess what? They didn't do the thing right, and everybody died. So the whole process of what we did yesterday, and I didn't really, it wasn't time to do it yesterday with the strangers there, but it is the time at which you are trivializing that which is the most important to a huge group of people. Everybody see this? It's the day of severe mourning, the day of, you know, all of stuff that we've studied over the years. And to come and say that it was all necessary so that Messiah could be born is hard to believe. And it's now the Jerusalem that now is. Your little rules and your little ideas of the way things should be, that is necessary for Christ to be revealed in you so that the finished work will be revealed, is mind-blowing.
I tell you what it hit at me was the idea of just exploding the concept of good and evil, because it's so right to do it that way. The liturgy, everything about it is perfect. Then to turn it upside down was like putting a shovel in the dirt.
Anybody else have any thoughts? Response?
Well, I was thinking the quote of Jesus that, you know, they would kill you and think they did God holy service is like just the aspect of the danger of a group of people and their religion becoming part of the structure, that you can do that. You can kill people.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it in terms of the dominion.
Yeah.
Reconstructionist deal. You know,
well, there, yeah.
Legitimize that very thing.
That's a long story. We don't want to go there. The dominionists, I'll go there for a minute. The dominionists are a branch of Christianity that believe that it's necessary for Christians to take over everything, the media, the government, the finances, Wall Street, everything, to prepare the ground for Jesus to return. And the more extreme ones are like Gwen Shaw, Handmaidens of the Lord. They're doing little marches and pouring holy oil and pieces of property all over places, claiming it for God. It's just... Huh? What? What?
Being sarcastic.
What did you say?
I'm just doing it for deed.
Oh. Nobody understands it's finished. The only question that bothers me is whether you understand it's finished, or do you have an agenda today? Do you have something you're going to give more importance to than God today? Now, in the natural, the reason the ancients, and it's interesting, this is the reason that the temple was destroyed. Why was Jerusalem destroyed? And it's the same reasons that your Jerusalem isn't destroyed. Can you see the tie-in? Okay. The first reason, they said the vision is for many days hence. Or there's a floating week somewhere up in time and space. There's a jillion scriptures you can word. If you want to email Gary to get them. The second reason is that wise men contended with fools. Which is... The other one is wise men corrected scorners. In other words, they corrected it by trying to talk them into something. The same thing befalls God's people as befalls others. In other words, there's no distinction. So there's no hope. There's no resurrection. And they give what is holy to dogs. Dogs are always just another word for prostitutes. And they did not endure chastisement. So the same reasons the physical temple in Jerusalem was destroyed, this word, the reasons was destroyed. I'm not doing too well today, so if I get a little antsy, forgive me. The same reason it's not destroyed in you. The vision is for time. I got time to take care of, and I got time to be concerned about something. And I can prove it to you in the scriptures by taking half scriptures and convincing myself that I've got all kinds of really important things to do. Because the night is coming pretty soon when no man can work. So the night isn't here yet, so we can work. We've got things to do and places to go and fish to fry. Proverbs says, he that correcteth a scorner gets to himself shame. But probably the most sinister in terms of, and it doesn't seem that way on the surface, but it's a belief system that is defined that says the same thing is happening to me as it is. In other words, there's no hope because I have to take care of things. And so the same thing, I have to go through the same things that the rest of the world does.
It's a vain thing to circle.
What?
It's a vain thing to circle.
Yeah. Now think about that. Remember, if it's highly esteemed among men, if it's an abomination unto God. Now, this is nice. That's a nice philosophical concept and construct where you can debate it and think about it, but never have to eat it. But what is your response to stimuli? That's what defines what you know. It's how you respond to a to an unexpected fear. It's how you respond to a spider that you see all of a sudden, or it's how you respond to something unexpected that happens to you. That is the fruit. That's where we've been talking a lot about integrity. That's where integrity lies. It doesn't lie in your continual everyday life, just, you know, where things are going well and everything's all right. Another, we could go on and on, but another one would be thy rod and thy staff. I don't like that worth of crap. I think suffering is strange and I've got to do something about it. All of them are the proof that we believe another gospel. So before you can hear the words or the seven consolations, you've got to see, you've got to recognize how deep the desire for you to have a Jerusalem that now is, how deeply rooted that is, how badly you want to know, and how quickly you excuse your sin and rebellion. As long as there's the slightest tendency to excuse it rather than revenge it, or to justify it rather than revenge it, am I talking to anybody?
Yeah.
What?
To me, this goes back to last week talking about in Christ, believing in Him, being justified by the faith of Him. Responses are two ways. One is something happens and you dig up some scriptures real quick and perform a right response to give yourself a Christian veneer. The other response is what it really is. It either is of Him or it's of you. It clarifies or crystallizes your belief.
Yeah, and the other half of that is you can say, well, that's just where I am. And that is, in many ways, the worst kind of lukewarmness, because there's no fear of God, therefore there's no repentance.
That's the vision is for many days.
Right.
I'll get it right someday.
Yeah, that's the vision is for many days. Hence, just means that you're factoring in time, when really there isn't any
time. There is no time. Now this will either make you so mad that you'll leave, or it'll cause repentance.
Hey, after I will both work.
It's really important that you see the urgency. You can't live in the lukewarmness any longer. You've got to see that the day is far spent. The day is far nearer than when you first believed. It's you've been pulled out, you've been called out. You can't neglect this anymore. You can't just say, well, yeah, this is great. You've got to go to war inside you with all of your tendencies to respond in the same way that every other Gentile responds to. There's got to be a willingness. That's why, as we talked about a few days ago, the reason there's a willingness to revenge your disobedience once the obedience is fulfilled. So you have a base of reference. You know that never again can I give breath to the world. Never again can I sort of give breath or give excuse for my sloth. Never again can I dwell in my mind. Never again can I see what this means to me. Never again can I have the I motive. And this is where the whole process of it becomes, it becomes one of constant repentance. That's all that we can do. But it's the repentance of Christ that remember the word he said, though he was in the form of God, yet he not thought it not something to be grasped, to equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. That, you can translate that from 15 different ways, but it all says one thing. He emptied himself totally. It was he flushed. The flush was complete, so everything that he had the capacity to do was flushed. Not sit around and think about how to solve it, how to address it. I don't feel like talking anymore. Anybody have any response?
I was thinking about all these reasons that Jerusalem was destroyed, and when you just read them off, it sounds like this weird concoction of different things. It's not the things you'd think it would be listed, you know. Yeah. But then when you look deeper into it, it gets to the root of everything that's, you know, sinful about us. The people who know this.
It is, as I've said so often, it is the simplest of the simple. It is the easiest of the easy. There's nothing complicated. There's nothing that requires intelligence or education. Fortunately, there's nothing that requires good looks or poise or class. I was thinking of Peter Jennings died last night, and when I was up there, I didn't hang around with him, but I met him. And when I was doing the thing for the interview for Diane, he graciously let his makeup person is the one that did my makeup and all that. And I mean, he was like he was like the ideal kind of person if you wanted to, you know. He was good looking, intelligent, poised, smart, tremendous influence over people. And I was thinking of me, how quickly I admired that instead of seeing the mystery. So I beg of you, don't to see what it means to say that the vision is for many days hence. That gives you the right to be concerned about something that you're doing, or to be not a respecter of persons means that you can't. There's nothing that you can admire or not admire in people, because it's not about that. It's about a different class, a different race, a different thing, a different... My kingdom is not of this world. This is the crucible for the kingdom. This is the place of preparation for the kingdom. But it doesn't come by observation. It comes by you going to war with the only one in your world that's an enemy of God, and that's you. So that your attitude is one of constant emptying. I still feel sad about Peter Jennings, though. For some reason. Anyway, anybody else?
That response is so picturesque to me, in that your real response was admiration, and you think the guy's great or whatever, and then it's out there because you responded, and then you see something different, and you're able to repent. But without an honest response, there's nothing to repent from. because you're a fake, pretending to satisfy your religious constructs. The hardest thing to just be and not be afraid of what you are.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. No, he didn't have a high school education. We talked about that this morning.
He skipped straight to college or what?
No, he just, the world was his school.
No, he didn't go to college.
No, he just, I think that's what kept him kind of homeless.
But the best way to look at things like that is what is to see what you admire and then and repent of it.
Yeah.
Mr. Bojo's leaving us for a while. He's going to Dayton.
Is this punishment or?
Yeah. He's in a doghouse in Dayton. So keep him in your prayers and pray for Burnett and his family. He's anyhow, anything else? Take it, big guy.